Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? What? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut.
I'm going to sell you on a guy that I already know you're not buying. All the deep dives.
Caillou, the kid that whined. I'm going to be frank. Sometimes I want a Clifford and Bear in the Big Blue House to go over and just knock him around.
I think they will win. They're back at home.
I'm going to go off here.
Hans, come in here. Let's poke you in the eye.
I literally just create madness. I put a packet of mild sauce.
The one Taco Bell packet was a little...
That was strange.
I don't know. Their secondary grades out is the worst. High scoring. Take the over. He who had injury, he who had.
King Derek the Fifth.
Is it better to have two defensive coordinators or none?
Or none.
They have Tua's brother. It's easier than to pronounce. Talia Tua Valoa. Yeah.
This song I really dislike.
Hans.
Trevor's on fire right now.
You got to be a trendsetter.
14 team, all heavy favorite. How dumb am I for doing that?
Yeah, you're dumb.
Good evening. It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper. We just got rid of Trevor Valise. We got him out of here.
We did.
I'm like, scram.
Get going.
Nobody wants you here. He's probably listening right now going, whatever. Hans D is here. Hi, Hans.
Hey, we had to call security.
Did you really have to?
Yeah, and force him out.
I heard you guys, like, scuffling.
Oh, it was bad.
Wow. I mean, it was almost like a Mike Schilt deal,
mm-hmm.
where it seemed like an hour ago he was fine, and then all of a sudden, we kicked him out of the station.
Yep. Unfortunately, very strange. That's the truth.
You didn't hurt him.
No.
The security guy probably did.
Probably.
Yeah. Tommy?
Yep.
So, well.
Must have been an argument over whether teasers are the best way to go or money line parlays.
Must be.
The difference in philosophies there.
Or he tried to really explain the round robin.
Oh.
What is that? I had a guy explain that to me one time.
So you pick a pool of teams or plays.
So if I took like the Arizona Cardinals, Chicago Bears, and...
like the LA Chargers.
Okay. And then you...
And if you round robin, they do the different pairs. So you're going to have the Chargers with the Cardinals. You're going to have the Chargers with the Bears. Those will all be separate bets. So similar to, if you're familiar with horse racing, you will do like a box, like
got
a trifecta box.
Got it.
So you have every combination of that.
Can we do one of those before we leave today?
Should do that.
Because it would totally, like I would literally put three random teams in and just bet $5 on a round robin and have no idea what I'm doing.
Right. And you could throw, like you throw one underdog in there, like kind of a bigger underdog, and if it does hit, then obviously you'd have some big money on those parlays.
Oh, because you've got them in each individual. Well, not every one.
Not every one, but a couple of those.
Interesting. Okay. You've got a question before we get down to business.
I do, and it's kind of just more of a fun question. Maybe put it out for the listeners. So I have some depressing stats about it's Bears-Packers week, so of course
right.
I do.
And here we go.
I'm suppressing my excitement apparently by doing this.
You're actually kind of wearing.
I knew. I thought you would say it, and I got through an hour of the show. I was driving over, and I was like, I'm wearing a green sweatshirt today.
It is a kick-butt hoodie sweatshirt.
I know.
But it has a tinge of green to it.
Oh, yeah.
So you're kind of going with the idea that I'm going to wear the Packers colors because I'm going to jinx them. Like the worst thing I ever did ever.
Hans is wearing green too.
He is. The worst thing I ever did, and I think it was Ron Turner, they asked me to speak at the quarterback lunch or quarterback club or whatever. So I went in a suit and they were getting ready to play. I think it was Ohio State. And I went in to the quarterback club to speak in a red tie. And it was my favorite tie. Obviously, I had no idea. You know, I mean, I hadn't put two and two together. I was doing TV at WAND, and Ron Turner looks at me and he goes, "Oh, that's a bold move." And I was like, "What?" And he's like, "A red tie for Ohio State." I'm like, "Oh, my Lord."
It's funny how us media people have to think.
You do. Because you can't wear, like, orange and blue, right?
Yeah, because, you know, you have people say, why don't you just wear...
Yeah, just wear an Illinois hoodie.
Wear Illinois, and you're like, no, you can't really do that.
You're a professional.
But you have to think, so, oh, I'll wear this red button-up. No, they play Indiana Day. That's a bad idea.
Right. You honestly need to keep, like, four different shirts in your car. in case you're walking into State Farm Center at the last minute, you're like, oh, no, I wore black and they play Purdue.
You just keep a brown shirt in there.
Right?
Like, just a, they're not going to play anybody brown.
No, you're good there. I think, except for brown.
Ah, right.
Is brown brown?
I would think so.
They're the Brown Ivy Bears. League. Yeah, you think. All right, before your question,
yep.
U of I, Illini Lake text line, somebody said, why do we have Lon promote filet mignon dinners at Long Branch when he can't say the words filet mignon? Now, you guys said that, I don't even know how I say it on the commercial, but I either said filet mignon or filet mignon, and I've heard it both ways.
Yeah. I say filet mignon. I don't usually say it because I don't find myself ordering.
I just need a ribeye.
Yeah.
That's what I order. But it's not like Hans said, he's like, it's not like you said filet mignon. I don't get it. So,
I don't know.
But I got broad shoulders.
You know what he's talking about.
I got broad shoulders. I can handle it. Filet mignon. Mignon. I don't know. I literally have heard it both ways. So maybe I didn't even say it like that.
I'm sure Donnie understands that in a couple of different languages.
Here's what I know. Long Branch Steakhouse. And they are really good. Really good.
Absolutely.
So get there and order a steak. That's what you need to do. All right. What is your... Do you want to do the question before we drink?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want you to think about it while you take a drink.
Okay. Well, oh, yeah. I appreciate you thinking I get to participate.
No, I was just putting that out there for everyone.
Doesn't that stink?
Yep.
Like, we are the only ones that don't get to participate in our actual celebration of a drink on Friday, minus maybe once at Pia's.
If they force it on us.
Right.
Right.
Only because Eric forces us to.
So, Aaron Rodgers, in games that he started and finished against the Bears in his career, he's 21-4. Just let that marinate for a second. Okay. That hurts.
He's 21-4.
He's 21-4. So, I want to pose this question. If you could pick for your team, one of your teams, to have that kind of success against any other team.
Oh, wow.
Who would you apply that to?
Oh, wow. Okay. Hans, you don't have to answer it right now. Like, this isn't speed round Jeopardy. Like, you can kind of like a filet mignon, you can kind of let it settle.
Yeah.
Sure. But...
You're right. I mean, he doesn't even need time to. Who is it?
It's Iowa basketball.
Okay,
but the thing is,
okay.
The thing that makes it exciting is sometimes we win, sometimes we lose, and it's always a heated. Like it wouldn't be that heated if you won
21 of the next 25 against Iowa, you wonder if at some point you'd be like, well, this is kind of
not as fun anymore. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I doubt you would, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You could just see Fran McCaffrey's face after every win. Yeah. Although you beat him enough times, maybe he's not there.
This is a great question to pose on the U of I Illini Lake text line. So if your favorite team could go 21, if they could win 21 out of 25 games, and whatever team, it could be NCAA basketball, it could be hockey.
Well, to any one of your teams.
Oh, my.
Who would you put that kind of dominance on?
That's a good question. I am going to think about it.
Okay.
Because I've got a couple that popped into my head, but I'm like, no, I want to think about it before I do this. Now, what we do every Friday, and we've made you wait a little bit, and we apologize. You can blame the filet mignon guy. he paused everything, and we do have who you got coming up. Is there anything? How about do we dare drink to a green or to a? Oh, I almost said it. Oh my! Never mind,
sweatshirt.
I ruined it. How about we do this?
It's kind of like that was that Austin Powers like mole. mole. You like looked at me and you're like green. And I was like, oh.
The idea that I even know what you're talking about is amazes me. Okay, here's what we're drinking to. If the Packers lose and the Bears win, the Bears will have ownership of first place in the NFC North.
Boy, does that sound sweet.
If the Cardinals win against Cleveland, not only will they still be undefeated, they will still be in first place in the NFC West. I say we toast both the Bears and Cardinals fans for being in first place after this weekend. So get them held high. I know they're cold. You've had them on ice all day. You even took one out of the fridge that was pretty cold and you set it in the freezer for like a minute just to get those little ice chips. I know you're out there ready. Here's to you, and here's to the Cardinals and the Bears. This segment brought to you by Juju Fruits. Yesterday, we were going through some stuff, and I told Piper, I clipped the mic. Oh, it was Todd Hefferman.
That's right.
And I said, between questions, because it was Derek's turn to ask a question, I said, you want to throw in a Juju fruit, try to get through it? And you didn't do it.
I did not accept the challenge.
I'll never forget Fred Wakefield, NFL athlete, 8 years, unbelievably smart, talented, witty, good-looking dude, super nice, could not get through a Juju fruit in a segment. Like, I'd look back over 5 minutes later, and he's still, like, picking at his teeth, and he's just scowling at me, and I'm like, well, dude, you're obviously not a professional. By the way, that's kind of big news today. Fred texted me, and he's like, what do you think? And I said, well, I think you're underestimating the power of the Tay, because the Arizona Cardinals traded Tay Gowans and a fifth-round pick in next year's draft for Zach Ertz from the Philadelphia Eagles as tight end. Now, do you know Zach Ertz played last night?
He did.
Now, he cannot play Sunday. So I heard Mike Greenberg. Mm-hmm. I heard him say this morning or this afternoon, he's like, now, the rules state that Zach Ertz cannot now double dip this weekend and play for the Cardinals tomorrow or
Sunday.
Man,
what a huge week six he had. Oh, you got to play two games.
Right. Wow, Zach Ertz, man. So Zach Ertz, who is a guy that had kind of come back, you know, he started slow, caught a touchdown last night, I believe.
He did.
And the Cardinals have been in talks, not in talks. There have been rumors for a couple months or leading into the season that they would target a guy like Zach Ertz, because the only thing they had tight end wise was Max two X's Williams. And so going into the season, honestly, I did not see many negatives on this Arizona Cardinals offense except for tight end. And I thought, well, Max Williams is more of a blocking tight end. You know, but we'll be able to spread it out with Christian Kirk, Rondale Moore, obviously DeAndre Hopkins, and AJ Green.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, you'll be all right there. Just bring a blocking back, you know, tight end in and let it roll. Well, Max Williams was having a career year. I mean, he was actually catching the ball. I think he had like 200 yards when he got hurt this last Sunday against San Francisco, because that's what the Niners do. They hurt us. I'm not saying they're cheap. They just, every time we play them, everybody gets hurt. Rodney Hudson's hurt, the center. So then when he went down, I remember asking Andrew, I'm like, well, they're going to have to do something. They've got to do something. And so they decided to go ahead and make the trade for Zach Ertz. So I'll ask you, this isn't 2018 Zach Ertz, right? I mean, let's be honest. There for a long time, he and Travis Kelce were the top two tight ends in football. And I'm thinking fantasy-wise, you wanted one of those two. And if you got one of those two, you knew you had a leg up every Sunday against your fantasy opponent. Zach Ertz isn't quite that he was in 18. But when you think that you're pairing him now, Derek, with Christian Kirk, Rondale Moore, AJ Green, DeAndre Hopkins, Kyler Murray, and that Cardinals offense, how much damage could Zach Ertz do, and how big will he be, you think, for the Arizona Cardinals?
He's got a chance to be a big addition, especially like a red zone target.
Yes.
A big guy over the middle to utilize, and like you said, to surround him with speed. And there's been times in Philadelphia where they have, you know, Devontae Smith now, but he was in 2018 and for a decent part of his career, like their number one option.
Right.
And back, speaking of 2018, he had 116 catches that year.
Wow.
Darn near 1,200 yards. It's only 3 years ago.
Right.
So it's not that long.
Mm-hmm.
He is a little bit more like lumbering now.
I agree.
Maybe not as nimble as he used to be.
He's taking a lot of hits across the middle.
Taking quite a few hits. But look, for an offense that has had an embarrassment of riches here at the start of this season with their weapons, to add another one in there. And When's the last time you guys have had a legit like tight end be a consistent weapon? Because I remember in fantasy football, like, watch out for Ricky Seals-Jones, and there's nothing really to watch.
That's funny because
Ricky Seals-Jones.
When you said that, right before you said his name, I was thinking Ricky Seals-Jones, because I actually started looking to see who the Cardinals could trade for if it wasn't Zach Ertz, and I'm like, well, I guess you could get Ricky Seals-Jones back in the desert. It's been a while. It's been a while since the Cardinals had a good tight end. This is a loaded offense. And you look at kind of, you know how they always say that thunder lightning kind of duo of Chase Edmonds and
Terminator, James Conner.
James Conner, who's run the ball well. Chase Edmonds, of course, swings out for those little passes out of the backfield. I mean, this is an Arizona team that should be able to never have a problem scoring. And they did last week, to the 49ers' credit, but also to the Arizona Cardinals' credit. They won that game because their defense is good as well. And I know I've talked about this, and I don't know why we're talking on Packers-Bears week about Arizona Cardinals, although they are undefeated.
Best team in the league right now.
ESPN nationally won't talk about them, so I have to. Isaiah Simmons, you remember when I told you, like, Isaiah Simmons was a guy they drafted 2 years ago out of Clemson. And he's just a hybrid. Like, he's big enough to be a linebacker. He's fast enough to be a cornerback-ish. He could play safety. He can rush the passer, stop the run. So Isaiah Simmons was one of those guys where last year they're like, what are we going to do with him? And then, of course, they draft Zaven Collins, this a big, traditional, you know, Mike Singletary kind of middle linebacker to stop the run. So now you got those two guys, and essentially, and you saw it last week against Trey Lance, a running quarterback, where the Cardinals stopped him 4 out of 5 times on fourth down. Two of those were Isaiah Simmons, including one at the goal line. I mean, essentially what you've done is you've added a weapon to your defense that can now pretty much challenge all the running quarterbacks in the NFL. That's huge. I don't know. The Cardinals are pretty good.
Pretty darn good, yeah.
I don't even like saying that. Okay, Randy, it's Friday, man. Just have a good day one day. Randy's like, Zach Ertz won't make it 3 games before he gets hurt.
Something going on in Arizona. If I said it earlier in the week, if Watt, A.J. Green, those guys are still healthy.
Right. And J.J. Watt just had a huge week. He was the difference in that win against the Niners. He was the absolute difference without a sack. He was the difference on every play.
There's a fountain of youth out in Arizona.
Boom.
Factor in Chris Paul, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, it's the weather.
Yeah.
It's the weather. I mean, literally for the first time in my life in the last 5 years, the Cardinals have become a destination team. Players want to be there. They did not do that with Bill Bidwell at the controls. Michael Bidwell has changed all of that. He's a pilot. Did you know that?
He did not.
Like when J.J. Watt signed, he flew down and got him. And flew him back to Arizona. That's pretty cool that your owner goes and flies. What do you think of that, Hans? He's kind of cooler than you.
For sure.
Because he's a pilot like you, but he also owns an NFL team unlike you.
I think you just listed Hans's dream.
Boom.
Because he's already got the pilot part down. Now he just needs to own an NFL team, and then he's going to take over the world.
Yeah.
It's not too difficult.
He's going to take over the world. Okay. We got to take a break. When I come back, I'm going to answer your question, and we want to throw it out there. We've gotten a few results so far on the U of I Atlanta Lake text line. Aaron Rodgers is 21-4 against the Chicago Bears in his career. If you could have your favorite team win 21 out of 25 games, essentially, against an opponent, who would it be? It can be any sport. Okay, I want to think about it a little bit more. And I'll tell you my answer. Keep throwing yours in at 359-2255. It is the drive.
Frankie at the gym says, do you even lift, bro? Frankie at the Champaign County Humane Society doesn't care how much you lift. He just wants to lay on the couch with you and watch reruns of The Office. Carol in accounting will probably judge you for heating up your leftovers in the office microwave and stinking up the entire break room. Carol at the Champaign County Humane Society doesn't care what you eat, just as long as you scratch that one spot right under her chin. Carol the cat and Frankie the dog are just a few of the adoptable pets looking for their forever homes at the Champaign County Humane Society. They won't judge you for the food you eat or your workout routine. They just want to shower you with all the love they have to give. As the only open admission animal shelter in our area, the Champaign County Humane Society takes in any animal despite their age or medical condition. Learn more about adopting a pet, volunteering your time, and donating to the cause at cuhumane.org. The Champaign County Humane Society, where your new best friend is waiting.
For 90 years, American Family Insurance has been helping farmers and ranchers protect their hard work. And just as your operations have evolved, our coverage has too. Contact a local agent to learn about our customized policies today or get a quote at amfam.com.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Want to bring more smiles to your sparkling water? Introducing Bubbly from Pepsi. A delicious sparkling water with no calories, no sweeteners, all smiles, with 16 flavors. And now, Bubbly Bounce delivers all of the delicious flavor and hydration of the original, now with just a kick of caffeine. Pick up some Bubbly the next time you're looking for a refreshing change. Brought to you by Pepsi Cola, Champaign-Urbana Bottling Company.
Mattex Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical salutes our local veterans and law enforcement officers. As a thank you for the sacrifices of the brave difference makers in our community, Mattex is giving away two full HVAC systems plus installation and 1 year of maintenance to a local veteran and local law enforcement officers in Champaign, Piatt, or Coles counties. To nominate a veteran or officer for a free system and maintenance, visit mattexservice.com/veterans. That's mattexservice.com/veterans. Mattex. Feel the difference.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Madison Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
Need a garage door to be replaced or repaired? Need a brand new one installed? The name to trust is Banco Overhead Door. Banco services all types of garage doors and openers, as well as quality CHI overhead doors. No job is too big or small for Banco. Whether it's residential or commercial need, they're here to serve all of East Central Illinois. Stocked with a vast majority of supplies, makes, and models, Banco offers the most complete service in the business, and all jobs are completed by fully trained and insured garage professionals. Give them a call today at 217-590-4085.
I'm Ben Quattrone, owner-operator at Sarah Champaign. I enjoy a good game like anyone else, but not when I'm buying a car. At Sarah Champaign, located in Savoy, we've got multiple franchises, and we're transparent, no haggle, no BS, no hassle, and our price is generally lower than anywhere else you'll find. We've always got 30 cars under $10,000. We have luxury models, too. We do business a little differently at Sarah Champaign. Most of our customers really appreciate it. Visit sarahchampaign.com, sarahchampaign.com, and look at 500 cars.
There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Every cut of beef, brisket, turkey breast, pork shoulder, and on-the-bone chicken are rubbed with a signature spice blend and infused with real hickory smoke for that juicy, award-winning flavor. Open for drive through takeout, dine-in, catering for tailgates, and inside the stadium on game days. Look for your favorite barbecue on the east side of Memorial Stadium. Plus, don't forget you can skip the drive-through line and order online. It's hickoryriver.com. Can't wait to see ya.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
Hey, Line Eye fans, it's Georgia B and Stevie J broadcasting, and you are listening to the amazing ESPN Radio 93.5.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lance, Derek Piper, Hans D, who you got coming up? AJ Casey. That's a name that a lot of Illinois fans for a couple of years have wondered, all right, is he going to be a guy that would consider Illinois to play basketball in his career? And then, I don't know.
Tough spring and summer on the circuit for him. Okay. At one point, he would have been probably the number one name. If you're looking at this class, who do you want as far as a dream get? And you'd say AJ Casey, because he was a five-star, top 20, top 25 talent nationally out of Chicago, and now
a four guy, right?
A four man, 6 foot eight,
which added even more intrigue.
Yeah, pretty darn athletic, but he really fell. He's down outside of the top 100 now nationally. Wow. He committed to Miami.
Okay,
this afternoon. So really, it was down to Miami and DePaul, which is crazy to think about his list. At one time, it was Illinois, Ohio State, Michigan, like a bunch of suitors in there, but. He's heading down to Miami, Florida.
Okay. He chose Coral Gables over Lincoln Park. Probably a good move. I'm just throwing that out there. Probably a good move on his part. All right, AJ Casey, that is funny because, you know, at the time, well, not still all the time, we're still waiting for that magical four to appear. And he's a five-star guy in state. And it's like, and it didn't even feel like, even back then, it never felt like Illinois was really in on that. And there goes this long list of Chicago kids where I'm always like, well, that's weird. Like, they won't even consider Illinois. But sometimes they want to get away. And sometimes you get what? No, never mind. All right, real quick, let's go to the U of I Atlanta Lake text line. I'll give you my answer. You asked, well, you said Aaron Rodgers is 21-4 against the Bears.
In games he started and finished against the Bears in his career, he's 21-4. So if you could inflict that dominance on another team of your choice in terms of your favorite teams, whatever sport, who would you pick?
Okay. Kurt said the Cubs over the Cards. The problem there, because
we talked about it during the break.
We talked out my answer, you and I. The problem there is that's only 2 years. Like so basically you would dominate a team for 2 years, and then because you play them, what, 12 times a year? So pretty much you're done after 2 years. So it's not that long of a domination.
Unless you scaled this.
Oh,
because you think about how many years Rodgers has done this to the Bears, and you said, okay, for baseball.
If you did it over 12 years.
Yeah, then it's a whole different story.
Now, hold on. Then I would choose the
Cardinals.
Some
people would still say, I'll take that 2 year run and
right?
Just talking a whole lot of smack.
Well, because I told you that every year, you know, I'm always like, oh, I don't like the Cubs. I don't think, you know, I know I don't like the Cubs, but. As soon as first inning rolls around of a Cubs-Cardinals game, I'm like, I hate this team. I flippin' hate the Cubs. And it's all of my friends that are Cubs fans that I love dearly.
Yeah.
As soon as they start, I'm like, if you even think about texting me, if the Cubs jump out 3-0, you hear from 10 guys. And I'm like, can you at least wait until the game's over before you start texting your crap? It just takes me like that, and I hate the Cubs. But I'm not going Cardinals over Cubs. All right, 217 said, I'd like to dominate Indiana basketball close between Missouri, then Ohio State, but definitely Indiana. And then they said, after further thought and after what was recently said, I would like to dominate Michigan. So
I thought that would be thrown in there somewhere.
I agree with you. Jason says, Illinois over Iowa, both basketball and football. Well, football, because basketball is already on their way. Well done.
There you go.
Yeah, you got to pick one. So that would be tasty. To be able to beat Iowa at Memorial Stadium and then go to the next year and beat him at Kinnick and then go to the next year and beat him at Memorial Stadium and then go to Kinnick and then, okay, I won't keep going. But, man, how fun would that be to just dominate them? Brian says Michigan State in basketball after what Izzo did to Iowa in last year's game. Yeah, forgot about that. Out of nowhere, Wade said Matt Holliday said if he'd be interested if the Cardinals manager's job. Has he ever managed? Has he ever done any of that? Okay, 217 said Illinois basketball over Mizzou. Here's where I settled. And one of these texters was on it. It would be Illinois basketball beating Indiana. I do not like Indiana. I have never liked Indiana. I know that my hatred should be more towards probably Iowa because it meant more on what happened there with Bruce Pearl and what it did to this Illinois program when they were so good in 80, you know, that 88, 89 and all that, that little stretch there and just kind of really took the program back a few years. No doubt. But I hated Bobby Knight so much. And people say you shouldn't use the word hate. I hated him. Hated him. I mean, I can't stand looking at him. So it's no doubt that that was rooted in me that I would, I mean, even over like Cardinals Cubs, even over Illinois football. Well, I told you, if I took Illinois football to beat Iowa, then we'd lose to everybody else. So like after 20 years, I'd be like, well, we've beaten Iowa 21 times. And that's it. So that's what's frustrating to me.
You know, it's not a sexy answer, but it could help Illinois take the right step in in-state recruiting. What if you beat Northwestern football 21 out of the next 25?
Well, that would help.
That would go through the rest of Pat Fitzgerald's career.
That that would help. That would help. And that's another reason if you beat Iowa football.
It's true.
Because they come in here and just hand-pick their guys. I hope Coach Bielma's changing that.
But the way I grew up, the answer would be Indiana.
Indiana. Like,
if I was choosing it, I'm not picking that now because the cover of the team is a little bit different.
Right.
But, yeah, when you have Bob Knight, then you have Eric Gordon follow that up.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And no. I've been over there as a fan to Bloomington, and it is
they get
it's
loud.
It's chippy, man.
Oh, yeah.
But when you walk out of there with a win, it's one of the better feelings out there.
You just wave a John Cougar Mellencamp on the way out the door. Hans D.
Ayo.
It's Io, actually.
Io.
Okay. Are you ready?
I am.
We had that. Can I just throw this in real quick? On a Zoom this past year.
Oh, did somebody say Ayo?
Someone said, hey, Ayo. And he's like, it's Io.
He did correct him.
Yeah.
Good for him. Good for him. Scott said, by the way, Illinois football beating Michigan. I'd be okay with that. And then Andrew said, Matt Holliday is a volunteer assistant coach at Oklahoma State. I need to see more before I'm hiring Matt Holliday as my next manager. I am. I think Hans D. is ready to go.
Indeed, I am.
It is the award winning.
Someone actually needs to give me an award.
They do.
Though.
Somebody, I mean, I don't care if it's like, if it's fake.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to bring something to the station one day that says, who you got is the best who you got segment in the state of Illinois.
In the nation.
In the country.
Come on, Mike.
Yeah, think
bigger. Mike Greenberg does that.
I know.
He's totally stealing our stuff.
Oh.
One day he said nifty. And I'm like, okay, now I'm going to turn the FBI onto this thing. I know Greenberg is sitting up at night listening to our shows.
No doubt.
I know that.
You need to check the location of those podcast downloads.
Exactly.
We'll get on that.
Okay. Yeah, Hans, that'd be good. Something good for you to do.
All right, first up, we're doing college. We've got the North Dakota Fighting Hawks.
Oh, baby.
At the Southern Illinois Dogs. Who you got?
Do it. Do it. Do it like a big dog. Uh-huh. It's homecoming in Carbondale, baby.
Amazing.
I guarantee you the festivities have begun.
For sure.
It's 5:38. That was 4.5 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
Those began. The Hawks are 2-3, but they're ranked 23rd in the country because it's hard anytime beating a Dakota team in football. But SIU hasn't come this far to come this far. Who says that?
Chin Coleman line.
SIU gets it done by at least 2 touchdowns. The Dogs, 4th in the country, stay at least number 4, maybe move up the rankings if something happens with the Bears of Sam Houston State or elsewhere. This is a team of destiny, baby. 1983 national champions. I'm okay with 21 being a national title as well.
I like it. Us three all experienced homecoming festivities this past weekend. I can imagine that they do it.
Oh,
big and
they do.
Right. And
by the way, somebody tweeted at me the Alonzo Stagg Bowl is what they call the FBS, is that right? 1AA, whatever.
National FCS.
FCS, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And it's in Frisco, Texas.
Interesting.
So that wouldn't be good with Sam Houston.
There you go.
Okay, go ahead.
Nick Baker getting it done at quarterback. The 5'9 quarterback out of Rochester, slinging it for 400 yards this past week. Big day.
Meanwhile, we have
for him. Yeah, no,
nobody.
Right. I don't want to do this, Steve.
I mean, he could be the next Jason Verduzco at Illinois.
Interested in the portal, Mr. Baker? Maybe after your national title.
Let me tell you. Yeah. How about this? They win a national title. This is how much I trust Nick Hill. He will just have the next man up at SIU, and then this guy can come here and lead Illinois.
There you have it.
Nick Baker.
Next up, we got number 11, Kentucky, at number 1, Georgia. Who you got? Georgia's favored by 21.5 points.
Can you imagine your son or daughter getting ready to go to Kentucky, and you sit down with them about ready to wax poetic about the Wildcats basketball tradition, and then have your kid call home every year going, you know, our football team's better than our basketball team. Kentucky is 6-0, ranked 11th in the country. Well, guess what, Kentucky? That ends in a hurry, because the team that is going to win the national title, I've told you that for months now, is the Georgia Bulldogs, and they are a 21.5 point favorite in a game against an undefeated 6-0 team. Take the dogs.
You just really take
taking the dogs on everybody.
Yeah, right. Made that Chin Coleman reference come full circle.
Boom.
Hey, Mom and Dad, actually, football's better here in Lexington. But
bam.
Georgia, they've given up 33 points all year.
Okay.
All year.
That's it?
Yeah. Not per game. 33 points all year, and they've played Clemson, South Carolina, Arkansas, Auburn.
Oh, my.
Not the South Carolina's all that great, but they're dominant, and Kentucky be lucky to score a touchdown.
Okay. Wow. They're that good. U of I, Atlanta Link text line. I've been corrected, and I'm glad Kurt did it. The Division III is the Stag Bowl. That's my fault. That would be like Illinois Wesleyan, Milliken. So they play the Stag Bowl. I don't know where they play it for 1AA or FCS. We'll figure it out.
I feel like somewhere cold. Just
yeah,
cold,
just
kind of
fits. Yeah. Kind of fits the theme. Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. My Georgia's given up 33 points all year.
All year.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
Next up, Army at Wisconsin. Weird matchup in the middle of the season. Both defenses are really strong, only allowing 20 points per game.
Trevor comes up to me Monday and says, if Army runs for over 200 yards against Wisconsin, I'm going to shoot like windows out of this place. I don't think he said that, actually. I don't remember what he used at the end. It wasn't anything to do with shooting. Wisconsin will win this, right? Army's one of those pesky teams, though. I'll take the Badgers, though, at home.
This over-under is 38.5, and I recommended the under yesterday. I don't know if that's a good play, because I've been burned on Wisconsin unders a time or two this season, but both are two of the top three rush defenses in the country.
Wow.
And I don't think Army's going to abandon the run. Like, that's
okay.
They're going to run their triple option. Wisconsin's going to run the ball after running it for darn near 400 yards last week.
Oh, yeah.
I think Wisconsin will win, but I think it'll be close. I think within, like, 7 to 10 points.
You think Graham Mertz gets pulled in this game?
I don't know who they have behind him.
I was going to say, do they even have an option behind him? Great. So in a year where we need to hit the portal for a quarterback, Wisconsin needs one.
They don't have a Joel Stavi or John Stocko or like those names of the past. Brooks Bollinger. Like, oh my gosh.
Little disclaimer, Army hasn't played anyone that good.
Okay.
I mean, I think Wisconsin's
do not
kill.
It's unpatriotic, huh?
Yeah, don't dog Army.
Just kidding.
Oh, boy. Go Air Force.
I mean, meanwhile, while they're playing this weak schedule, they're defending our country. Don't you do that.
Sorry. I'll move on. Number 10, Michigan State at Indiana. Who's
when
you got?
Scandinavia wages war, you're like, this isn't good for our strength of schedule, or are you just going to take them out?
We just take a couple dudes from New Jersey and like, hey, Scandinavia is going to war with us. You guys mind taking a ship out?
I think we'd win.
I do, too.
No doubt.
I do, too. And then we party.
The state of New Jersey versus Nova Scotia.
That's what we ought to do on a Who You Got is just countries fighting. Like we did the animal.
Bye week.
Right. Dang we did the animal thing once.
Yep.
I don't know. That might get...
Well...
Might get hairy.
That's true.
Yeah, we better not. And nothing against Scandinavia either.
No, I wasn't.
If you got the guts to live in that cold, then you are tougher than me. I can promise you that. I will take in an upset, and I called it. It's going to be a turbulent weekend. I'm taking the Hoosiers to beat Michigan State because Michigan State is good. They're 6-0. They're ranked 10. I think this is a game Indiana gets.
Okay.
They're still fighting for a bowl down there. There's a lot on the line in Bloomington, Indiana.
There is for sure.
Give me the Hoosiers.
Is Michael Penix Jr., has he been pulled?
I don't know.
He's been horrible this year. He's coming off the injury. And I loved backing and watching that team last year. Like they were really, really fun to watch.
They were.
I got to ride with Michigan State.
Okay.
Really good running game. They've played well defensively. This is one of those spots where you're like, probably due for an upset.
I know.
I'll pick Michigan State, but I'd love for you to be right.
Okay.
Michael Penix Jr. is coming back. He's healthy, so he'll be returning for the game.
Boom.
All right, next up, Purdue at number 2, Iowa. Iowa's favored by 11.5.
Who you got? Hans, if I were you, I would take the $2,000 you have in your FanDuel account and put it all on Indiana to win.
Ooh.
Hmm. Deal.
That confident.
Iowa. I don't need to say anymore.
Will they cover the spread?
What is it?
11.5.
It's like be one of those ugly 24-13 games.
Yeah.
Now, because that way, what's the spread? 11.5, 24-13. Yeah, they would
maybe a letdown spot after the big win at home against Penn State. That defense, though.
Can you imagine being 6-0 and ranked second in the country just one time in your life?
No.
Sounds nice.
No.
Iowa. I'll say they cover.
Okay.
Say Purdue barely scored.
How fun would Piers be this week if Illinois was welcoming Purdue into town and Illinois was ranked second in the country and 6-0?
It's a lot of Captain Morgan being passed around.
We'd have to bring extra Captain Morgan girls.
Would.
Well, they're there.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
We've got NFL games now.
I got Hans giggling.
Stay focused, Hans.
All right, all right. The 4-1 Cowboys at the 2-3 Patriots.
Yes.
Dallas is favored by a field goal. Who you got?
You know, I was going to go Dallas. But since ESPN decided today to talk about a national team or an NFL team that's hot and neglected to talk about the undefeated and only undefeated team, the Arizona Cardinals, and instead use their time to wax poetic about the Cowboys, Corey Witt, I am absolutely going New England. Rob Gronkowski makes a return for the just because he can. He just walks into Foxborough and says, can I suit up for this game because I'm hurt?
Well, you already said that you can't play twice in a certain week.
That's right.
He didn't play
this
past week.
That's right. So he's going to get traded today to New England. He's going to get 10 catches, beat the Cowboys, get traded then Tuesday back to Tampa. Give me the Patriots.
Interesting theory. Interesting theory. I like the Cowboys. I'm buying in on them. Their defense is actually better on paper than New England's, and then obviously a huge advantage offensively. And a stat I was looking up yesterday, New England is, in their last 9 games in Foxborough, which used to have a lot of like,
never won Foxborough.
3-6.
Wow.
In their last 9 games at home. So,
wow. So Cowboys. was it Brady or Belichick?
We could spend a big segment
Belichick,
on that.
Belichick.
Brady needed.
That, I think it was both.
Like that, it was both.
Yeah,
that's the easy answer. But that defense used to be lights out.
Oh my!
And he would lean more on that.
Yep.
Earlier on in his career, now where he's at.
Yeah, he just
and you put weapons around him.
Yeah.
Like He doesn't need Belichick.
Not like
anymore.
Tampa's defense is right? Yeah. He's been pretty fortunate, too, to be playing with. I mean, let's be honest. Yeah. But he's still unbelievable. Could he not get to 300 yards passing?
Right. Or two passing touchdowns?
Yeah.
Or three. Over 2.5 passing touchdowns.
Somebody texted earlier that when he took his knee, it cost the guy a parlay because he needed another 1.5 yards rushing out of.
Because he got the sneak and then took a couple of knees.
Then he took the knees that took him backwards.
that's brutal.
All right, Hansi.
All right, next up, Seahawks at Steelers. Pittsburgh is favored by 5 points.
I'm going to go Pittsburgh. Are they at Pittsburgh? They're at Pittsburgh,
yes.
Right? Yeah, they just don't lose to Pittsburgh. I'm going Pittsburgh.
First game since 2011 that Russell Wilson hasn't been the starting quarterback for the Seahawks.
That's incredible.
I have a lot of doubts about Big Ben this year, but Geno Smith's not going in there and winning on Sunday Night Football.
No. Did he play for the Bengals, Geno? Didn't he come up with the Bengals?
Jets.
Oh, Jets. That's right. J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. One more, Hans.
Chargers at Ravens.
Not one more. We're saving the Cardinals and Bears for the end.
Of course. Chargers at Ravens. Both teams 4-1. Baltimore's only favored by 2.5.
I can't figure this one out.
It's a tough
one. This is sneaky snippy.
I've heard you and Trevor all week talk about how the Ravens could be 1-4. They could have lost to the Lions.
They're down 16 in the fourth quarter of the Colts this past week.
I'll go Chargers.
Mm. I'm with you as well.
Okay.
The Ravens defense has given up a lot of yards through the air.
What a weird thing to say.
I know.
Never in my life would I think somebody said, well, that Raiders defense has given up a lot of, and put in whatever you want after that.
Also, Sammy Watkins is out, but they have a rookie. He was a first rounder, Rashad Bateman.
Ah, yeah, from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Familiar with that guy.
Who has been hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Really like the Chargers as a teaser leg. Get them up over a touchdown.
Okay.
But I do think they'll win the game.
Good call. Who are you pairing with that teaser?
The Chiefs.
Okay.
Chiefs to win on the road against Washington.
Boom.
I like that one.
Nice little Trev's ticket just on a Friday.
There you go.
When we come back, Cardinals, will they stay undefeated against the Browns and the Packers and Bears? Who you got finishes next?
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Berkey's, your local Kubota dealer at 2202 South High Cross Road in Urbana.
Marcy Sikowski in our studio. Marcy is a nurse practitioner, and you're with OSF. Mm-hmm. Mammogram. Tell me what a mammogram is.
A mammogram is a screening x-ray for breast cancer. We get the baseline screening. We ask women to start screening at age 40 unless they have high risk factors like positive family history. And we want women to continue doing a breast self exam, usually monthly. There's a form you can get through the American Cancer Society or go online to know the specifics of that exam. But basically, you're looking for changes from month to month. Some women come in just if they feel something different, and that's great. You know, then we reassess. Younger women under 40, we might get an ultrasound, check for changes. And actually, you can self-schedule for a mammogram, which is really convenient, and then be connected to
the website
provider.
And do that. Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. And the website is osfhealthcare.org. Marcy, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Marcy Zukowski from OSF.
You need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
It's not something you want to think about this football season, but it's something everyone needs.
Don't lose valuable tailgate time taking the long trek to find a public restroom. Call Illinois Portable Toilets and let them set your group up with a private portable restroom. Their orange and blue unit will fit right in, and their personal signage will prevent use from any uninvited guests. Give them a call today to set up your delivery at 217-344-5004. Go Illini, and go with Illinois Portable Toilets.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years, and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit kelseyfurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook, Kelsey Furniture, quality for less. For the past 50 years, the dedicated team at Country Squire Cleaners has provided exceptional service at affordable rates. As the top dry cleaner in Central Illinois, they provide trusted dry cleaning and garment care. Country Squire will pick up and deliver to your home or office. And right now, Country Squire Cleaners is offering 20% off bedspreads, blankets, rugs, afghans, loose weave blankets, and down comforters. They're open Monday through Saturday. Country Squire Cleaners at countrysquirecleaners.com.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Gold Jr. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
SIU gets the title game. It's in Frisco, Texas, but it's not the Alonzo Stagg Bowl, who is the Division III Bowl. Sorry. Hansi, are you ready?
I am.
I have to do one thing. Go.
We have the Cardinals at the Browns. Cardinals are undefeated.
Okay.
Okay, I'll
start. Can you start over and say we have the undefeated?
Fine.
Yeah, because you know how many times in my life...
Yeah,
that has actually been said.
Sure.
Okay.
We have the undefeated Arizona Cardinals at the Browns. The Browns are favored by 3.5 points.
Whatever.
Who you got?
The Browns. I actually am taking the Browns.
Oh, man.
I think the Cardinals are beat up a little bit. This is a road game again. Man, we've played a lot of road games. That's fine. Get them out of the way. I just feel, I don't know why. Is it because our teams don't win on a regular basis that when we get a little bit of success, we're like, well, they probably should lose this week?
Yes.
This is going to be fun. Mayfield against Murray. I think the Browns get it done here, even without Nick Chubb. Yeah, I'm going to go Browns.
Chubb being out is a big deal. And
you know
Fremont.
What? No, hold on. No, hey. No. Chubb's out.
Yep.
Cardinals win.
All right.
Cardinals win.
Real quick about the winning 21 out of 25 games.
Yeah.
My friend Mike Suits brought up Ohio State.
Oh, I'd be all right with that. That would be.
All right. I'll get back to the Packers.
I like how you threw his full name in there.
Yeah.
To give him a shout out.
For sure.
Of all ages. And Derek has not given his prediction on the Cardinals-Browns.
Not quite.
I'm going Cardinals.
I didn't see anything on Kareem Hunt's status. He's missed practice as well. I'm guessing he's going to be... I think he's going to be good to go in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Probably questionable.
Yeah.
If they were to have both those guys out,
I don't see
how they would beat Arizona.
I don't either.
It is one of those situations where the Browns have lost two heartbreakers, the Chiefs and the Chargers games, coming back home, and then the Cardinals kind of... Mm-hmm. You having that in your mind, like, due for a loss.
Know.
So I hate to do it, but I did this for the Rams game, and I'm going to try to give you the same... Reverse jinx. I'll pick the Browns.
Oh, I like
and
it.
And help the Cardinals prove me wrong again.
Phillips is back, by the way, on the defensive line. Maybe our best defensive lineman.
Mm.
And by the way, Derek, just so you know, Mike Suits gets more credibility on who you got than you do.
What's up, Mike?
Because Hans was all about talking about him without even letting you.
I get it.
No.
That's all right.
No.
Congrats, Mike. I'll see you Monday on the show.
Okay, for the game of the week.
That'd be funny if Mike showed up Monday. I don't know, Mike.
I don't think so. Packers.
So I'm here to take over for Derek.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah. Or are you Mike? What's your specialty? Like, do you cover Illinois? Okay,
is
go ahead.
A nurse. So Derek will be a nurse on Monday.
Great. We can talk about COVID crap for.
Yeah, great. All right, real quick. Packers at the Bears. Green Bay's favored by 6. Who you got?
Don't look now. Give me the Chicago Bears to win this game.
You did it.
It is time. It is time. You have a quarterback. You've got to be healthy. So if the majority of these guys play, you are beating the Packers.